Church, the subtitle for tonight's message is Draw Near. Draw Near. Turn your Bibles one last time to Lamentations chapter 3. Draw near. How do we allow the Holy Spirit to remind us? This is an important question because it is very easy to drown out the voice of the Holy Spirit. It's very easy to do. So how do I position myself to hear from the Holy Spirit when I am being bombarded? How do I position myself to hear from the Holy Spirit when I am bombarded with facts, feelings, and fears? What do I do when the facts of my life start to weigh on me? What do I do when my feelings start to boil over in me? What do I do when I begin to lose my peace because of fear? How do I allow the Holy Spirit to remind me? Well, the answer to that question is very simple. And the answer is this: I must draw near. I must draw near. When I say draw near, I mean to come close, to approach, or to move towards. I must come close, approach, or move towards. How do I position myself to hear from the Holy Spirit when I'm bombarded with facts, feelings, and fears? I draw near. I come close to him. I approach him. I move toward him. And I do that through prayer and supplication. That's how I draw near. In other words, I appeal to the Holy Spirit for help. Amen. Isn't it simple? Amen. Prayer and supplication. Well, Pastor, I thought you were going to say something profound. Well, that is profound. Amen. And it's profound because the answer is so simple, yet so effective. The answer is effective. Draw near. Pray. Because the Bible teaches us that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. In other words, when we pray, we can accomplish much. Drawing near to the Holy Spirit is a powerful act that works every time, works without fail. And the beautiful thing is, we can do it. That's what makes it beautiful. We can draw near. You can do this. You might say, well, Pastor, you don't understand. My situation is so complicated, but you can still pray.
Amen.
Pastor, I'm so depressed. I'm so sad all the time, but you can still pray. Pastor, I'm struggling with anxiety, with fear. That might be the case, but you can still pray.
Amen.
You can still do this. Doesn't matter, regardless of how many facts there are. You may have piles and piles of facts in your life. Doesn't matter how many facts there are. You can draw near. Doesn't matter how bad you feel. You can draw near. Doesn't matter how deep your fears are, you can pray, petition God, you can draw near.
Amen.
This is something that we can do. See, drawing near to the Holy Spirit doesn't take a whole lot of strength.
Amen.
You don't need a whole lot of strength to draw near. You know, you can pray when you are at the end of your rope. Drawing near does not take a whole lot of time. just takes a moment. And sometimes that's all we have.
Amen.
All we have is a moment, especially when our feelings are involved. When our temper is involved, when our anger is involved, sometimes all we have is a second, a minute. So we don't need a whole lot of strength. We don't need a whole lot of time. To draw near, we don't need to think about it a lot. Don't need a whole lot of thought. And we don't need a whole lot of words. See, we can do it. Because remember what we said when we first started this series, that when we cry out to the Lord for help, we just can simply say, help, help. One word, that's all the prayer I need. Or we could say, help me. Two words, that's all the prayer that I need. Or we can get fancy and say, help me, oh Lord. That's all the prayer that I need. When things get difficult, prayer, petitioning God, crying out to him. Church, that's what we need to do. Draw near. Because too often in our life when we go through, the very first thing that we do is we turn away from God.
Amen.
We don't draw near. Mm-hmm. We turn away from God and we turn into ourselves. That's why we say, I'm trying to figure stuff out. I'm just trying to figure this thing out. Because we have pulled away from God when that is the time to draw near.
Yes.
Tell him what's wrong. Don't beat around the bush. Lay it all out for him.
Amen.
Be honest with him. Don't pretend that you are not struggling when you're struggling.
Amen.
Don't pretend you are strong when you are weak. Lay it all out for him to understand. Church, we have to understand that we have a real relationship with a real God, the one true living God. And he loves us and has given us his Holy Spirit so that we might have help in times of trouble. He did not leave us in this earth to figure stuff out all on our own. So draw near. Draw near. Lord, I have a lot on my mind that's bothering me. These issues of my life are weighing me down. Holy Spirit, help me. My feelings are all over the place. I'm struggling right now. I'm hurting. I'm sad. I'm depressed. I feel like giving up. Lay it all out there for him to hear what's on my heart. Lord, I'm afraid. I'm anxious. Please help me. Church, we have to draw near. And when we draw near to the Holy Spirit, he can regulate us. When we are honest about what we are struggling with, he can regulate us. In other words, he begins to work to remind us of what we've been taught, to remind us of God's character, to remind us of the truth of his word, to remind us of God's love. So when that happens, as he begins to remind us, we begin to settle down. Settle down on the inside. And once we are able to settle down, then he can begin to teach us. Teach us what we must know, do, and change. See, oftentimes we try to skip being settled down. We go right to, God, give me some answers. And that's how we go to him. God, I need an answer. We're not even in a position to receive what he has to say to us because we're all over the place. Have you ever tried to give instructions to a child who's hysterical? You know, a child is crying and heaving and they can't catch their breath. What happens in that situation? You have to settle them down first. Calm down. You start to remind them of some things that they know. You're okay, settle down. Then once you settle them down, then you begin to give instructions. That's what the Holy Spirit does with us.
Amen.
When we draw near to him, he starts to talk to us, reminding us of the things we have been taught. And he says, settle down. Settle down. Then once we settle down, he begins to talk to us and give us instructions for our life. So when we're bombarded with facts, feelings, and fears, draw near. Pray. Allow the Holy Spirit to remind you of what you have been taught. Church, that brings us to our points for this evening. We must draw near, point number one, in light of our facts. We must draw near in light of our facts. That phrase, in light of, means considering. It also means in view of. Considering or in view of. When we consider our facts, we must draw near to God. When we consider our facts, we must draw near to God. Now that seems so obvious. However, we tend to let our facts weigh us down and hinder our progress. Church, don't let the facts of your life get you down. Don't let the facts of your life get you down. We are so easily discouraged by facts. Why do we do that? Why are we so easily discouraged by the facts of our life when we serve an awesome and faithful God? Is God faithful to you? Then don't let the facts of your life get you down. That means we have to handle the facts of our life correctly. Church, that means that we can't get buried in our facts. You know how we do. We just get buried in them. Can't be engrossed in our facts. Overly preoccupied with them. Some of us can't get anything done in our life because we cannot stop thinking about the things we don't like about our life. We are spending so much time thinking of all the things that we don't like about our life, we can't move forward in anything. See, we're buried, engrossed, preoccupied. Can't be buried in my facts. Church, don't compare your facts with other people's facts. We take the facts of our life. We look at what we think are the facts of somebody else's life. You don't know the facts of someone else's life. You don't know the whole story. Amen. Even if they tell you, let me just tell you, I'm just going to be honest with you. This is what's going on in my life. You don't know the whole story. So stop comparing the facts of your life to the facts of other people's life. All that does is create envy and jealousy. Cause us to question God's faithfulness. Causes us to question God's goodness and his justice. We start to think, well, God, you're not fair. You're treating them better than you're treating me. You don't know the facts of somebody else's life. So we can't get buried in our facts. We can't compare our facts with other people's facts. Church, stop trying to dissect your facts. Stop trying to dissect them. You know, put them under a microscope. I wonder why she don't like me. What did I ever do to her? Trying to dissect things. What difference does it make? If you knew, is it going to help you? No. Because she's still going to treat you bad. She's still going to gossip about you. She's still going to lie on you. So why am I trying to dissect the facts of life? We spend so much time trying to understand why the facts are the way they are. So we've got to handle our facts correctly. Church, we get so tangled up in our facts that we cannot focus on what's important. We just get tangled up. You know, our facts become like, you know how at Christmas time when you pull out those Christmas lights and they all tangled up, all balled up? That's the facts of our life. They're just all tangled up. We just wrestling with them. And we are so caught up in trying to untangle the facts of our life that we can't focus on.